From new brides to couples married 50 years. From those looking for love, combining love, and finding love again. Stay tuned as we journey down the pathway of the happily ever after with our celebrity host, Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in love and having it all.
It's Nicole Brandon. It's wonderful to be here today. What an incredible, incredible journey. I just recently returned from the Burning Man Festival. And as we talk about love and we talk about different ways to express energy and express light and communication in a relationship, I saw almost every picture and every aspect and every window of relationships when I was there. And I think that's such a beautiful and perfect lead into today's shows, because there are so many ways to share our heart and to share our spirit and to share our soul and to share our success in different ways that we can communicate with those around us, in our family, our friends, our coworkers, and certainly with each other on this planet, in this world. And today we are talking with Crystal Bagley, absolutely one of my favorite people on the planet and somebody I so learn from and look up to. She is a mentor. She is certainly somebody with the keys and the tools and the secrets to the pathway of light and love and happiness and success. And I am just so elated that she is joining us today. Crystal, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
It's such a pleasure. It really is. And I'm so excited. I've been trying to get you on the show for so long. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice to have you here. And I guess one of my favorite questions to ask people when they come on the show is the did you know factor. You know, when you were 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and other little girls wanted to be a princess or Miss America or school teacher or whatever, the president, was there something in you that was innately nurturing others or other children or other people? Mm-hmm. Or was there something that came along that sort of opened that doorway for you?
Yes. When I was very young, from the time I was very young, I always remember the adults or the teachers and the people around me just looking at me and telling me, you know, sweetheart, you're very special. You have the gift of love. And at the time, I think it actually sort of scared me. Like, what are you talking about? The gift of love. And some of the teachers would be like, you have a gift of caring. And at the time, I don't think I realized it, because I think you just kind of, as a child, I just walked around, you know, my merry way, doing my whatever I felt like doing. And oftentimes it did involve still helping the other children who were sad or distraught. And that's something that really brought me fulfillment. And I was always happier as a child, you know, taking time with other people or befriending other people or helping people through their problems, whether it was something as simple as when they got a cut or they fell down, I just wanted to run and help them. So yes, I guess the answer to your question is absolutely.
That's amazing. And so many women, you know, this is a relationship show and a marriage show. And we have people that are just getting married. We have people that have been married 25 years, or they're combining families or looking for love again, and all these different aspects. And you've managed to be a mother and to share your love enormously, right, with your children. And at the same time, you're able to coach other individuals and teach people life skills and share your heart and spirit and soul and work in the business world, in the music world, and, you know, in the art and entertainment world. And so does it just pour and pour and pour? Is there just, it just flows and there's just a never-ending supply of that love? Or at some point you say, I want to shed my efforts or my energy here?
Wow. Okay. That is a big, big, big question. With so many different facets and so many different angles and stories. I mean, there's a lot of stories I could share that would actually define or express the answer to your question much better. But I guess I'll start with saying that when I had my first son, he was everything to me. And as I held him in my arms and I was looking at him, and you know, you just, new moms just smile from ear to ear, and you know, we're exhausted from having the baby. But then the funniest thing is, even after they're asleep, all we can do is stare at them. We should be sleeping with them, but we just want to stare at them and take pictures of them. And oh, the love that we mothers have for our children is really difficult to explain, because it's just there. It's not even something, the baby didn't have to do anything to gain your love. It's just there. It's something that's divine. So after I had my first son, I thought for sure there was absolutely no way I could ever love another child like I loved him. I was convinced that, okay, this love is beyond measure, and there is no way that I could feel the exact same way about yet another child. But I was wrong. And this is the one place where I kind of dive into to understand how so endless love is, and how endless love can be. And it's that every child that I had, I still had the exact 100% same amount of love for them. And to put it down into practical terms, of course, there are differences in the child, differences in character. They're born with different gifts and different, you know, oddities or things that I need to adjust to learn more about the child, to how to take care of them. But really, the love is absolutely unexplainable. And this is when I realized, wow, love is so much deeper than I realize, or that I've allowed myself to realize. And then I started on a journey to try to understand better and put into words what love really is. And love to me is not something that we can put in a box. And I think that as growing up, I sort of put the word love in a box and defined it to be just certain things. Okay, this is love. For instance, the love between a man and a woman, that's love. Or to be truly loving, you need to be this way and put, you know, adjectives in there. But what I'm realizing is that we cannot ever put love in a box. There are so many different kinds of love, and every relationship can have its very own unique form of love. And everybody also describes their love in different ways. There's different love languages as well. So I think I'm kind of getting off topic.
No, that but, was yeah. beautiful. That yeah. was perfect. And for those that are not familiar with your story and your journey, I just would love for you to share how many children you have, because I just think it's remarkable, especially in light of the incredible success that you've had in your career and in your life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. So I have, for anybody that doesn't know, I have 6 sons and 1 daughter. And the funny thing about that is I always thought that if I ever had children, which is funny for me to say now, but if I ever had children, I thought I'd have all girls.
Truly?
Yeah. I really did. I really thought that I'd be the best mother to girls for some reason. But you know what? They're all brilliant and just so amazing. And I love just the art of discovering how to be a mother to each of them as individuals, and not try to be the same mom to all of them. So I really try to find a unique key to their heart, to each of them. And this is what's so fun for me in parenting them, is to be able to discover what makes them tick. So that I'm not just saying, look, kids, this is my love and this is how you're going to get my love, the one and only way, but to really try to see what matters to them, to help them develop and grow and be nurtured in the way that is going to assist them in their journey in this beautiful life.
That's so extraordinary. It really is. And I know that we're going to be jumping a break in just a couple minutes here, but mm-hmm. I know that from reading your bio and from knowing you and from following your mm-hmm. your life, that same kind of mindset that you're sharing about each child as an individual and the way that you mm-hmm. see them and love them and teach them and care about them is its own unique story. And when we come back from break, I'd love to talk about how you do that coaching as well. Because I know you're this extraordinary coach. And I look at the different things that you coach people on the financial success, on their careers, on, you know, parenting, on mothering, on relationships. And each is so uniquely defined. And I know that people that work with you are almost instantaneously changed because the way that you frame it is just so uniquely about their lives. Mm-hmm. And their needs and their wants and desires and what you bring to them is so uniquely you in that moment in time and so instinctual. So I would love to get into that when we come back. And it's such a joy being with you. It really is. It's when I look at your life and I look at all that you're doing, and I love, there was a little quote when you were talking about even in the art and the IDA about that you help people, you know, fulfill their dreams or become their artistic talent. And the fact that you do that in every area of your life is just magnificent. So more with Crystal Bagley when we return here on Hourglass Bride on our new home on Times. And it's so wonderful to be here. And when we're on break, it's always, for me, just so intrinsically interesting to actually think about the things that are being shared and to think about how you share your love in a unique fashion and in a unique way, and kind of that window that you're talking about, Crystal, to the soul or to the heart, to an individual in your life that you care about, or a colleague or a partner or a friend. So it's just, it's such a great gift.
Thank you.
Six boys and one
what is
girl.
Well, it's a gift, so I guess I can't be taking any credit for it. It's just a gift.
But it's always so cool. Some more we return here with Crystal Bagley.
Okay.
Learning how to share our love.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she is feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back with Crystal Bagley on Hourglass Bride. It is just so great. I was thinking on the break about everything you were saying and that you share your individual love with each child. And I think that makes you so special as a friend, too, because I really believe that the way that you care is so unique and it's so special and it's so present in a way that it's just so rare. It's like this incredible gift. And so right before the break, I was sort of, you know, jumping in and asking you about your coaching and if it works the same way when people come to you as a coach, if each and every story is just completely different in the way that you work with people, whole different fashion.
Right. Right. So I've been very blessed to have a lot of different mentors through the years and who were all very different in their modalities of coaching and mentoring and psychology. And what I found is, let's go back to, you mentioned, you touched a little bit on the IDA, the International Design Awards.
Yes.
That you helped to present awards for, which was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, incredible experience.
It was beautiful. And the thing that I really, really like about the International Design Awards is the fact that we're able to highlight and honor talented individuals who would otherwise not be highlighted or known. So, for instance, people in the International Design Awards, which this happens annually, they will submit their work to the board of directors, and they will be able to be highlighted for what they have done. And, for instance, the UNICEF logo. I don't think anybody can name who designed that, but it's known all over the world. So then these people are able, they have this platform to be able to share what their gift is. And we would not otherwise know it had they not had this platform. And this is why I really like the International Design Awards. But this is also the basis of coaching for me, is while there are a lot of different tools and modalities on helping people to find what say what we can and cannot do. And so in coaching, I feel like every single person is so different that while there are tools that we can use, like really every single time I coach somebody, we will map out a special and unique plan specifically for them based on their own fears that they need to release. Will first recognize and release and then overcome, and also based on what their own desires and dreams are for their life here and the time that they're here, that we're here on this earth, what they want to contribute. So to answer your question, it's always completely different. And that's what's so exciting about it, and to see people taking steps to step into themselves and step into who they truly are and then shine bright. It's so thrilling for me. Everybody is so brilliant. There's a brilliance inside of everybody that just needs to be unlocked.
That's such a great answer, Crystal. I mean, it really is. And I wanted to ask you, at what point do people work with you? First, how do they find you? And then how do they work with you? Do they come to you like before they're having kids and saying, okay, I need mothering coaching because my life is going to change, or my career they don't know how to deal with what they have at that moment or how to move on.
Right. Right. Okay. So the most common is, we always end up looking for help once we're sort of at the end of our rope. So, and I think that's kind of the way a lot of people work, instead of doing that preventative work, which I think would be much smarter if all of us did. And I am talking, speaking to the choir here. I often realize, oh my goodness, I should have done some preventative work before I fell into that little problem or that problem. But yet, to be honest, it's usually people who are who've come to the end of their rope, and whether it's in health or relationships or a marriage or a child-parent relationship, a lot of my coaching is highlighted in relationships. Not only man and woman relationships, but relationships of all kinds, which is what I focus on here in the firm that I work in, as well as client relationships and the communication factor, but also in healing. Healing has been a really special type of coaching for me, because I experienced a lot of challenges for about a decade, for 10 years while I was having children. And I found actual scientific ways to heal myself, but it's a connection between the heart, the mind, and the emotion. And this connection, it's so simple once it's explained, but a lot of us don't even know about it because we run around so busy that we don't really stop and listen to our bodies and to our minds and to our hearts. And realize that all along our body is actually speaking to us and telling us when something isn't quite right in our lives. And if we can stop and listen to that, then there's immense amount of healing already in everybody's soul. That if we can just tap into that, I really truly believe everybody can heal themselves.
Just brilliant. Absolutely. It must be such a joy to work with you. It's like just so even and so insightful and so caring and so loving and so kind. It must just be like marinating in wonderment. People go, yes, I want to do that. Truly.
Well,
absolutely. And how do people find you, Crystal, to work with you? What's the best way for someone to contact you?
Well, contacting me via phone is the best way right now. I have chosen to work only through referrals, and I do not have a big website or anything like that. So, through referrals, through you, through phone, that would be fine too.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Or through email as well. I have email.
Okay, fantastic. So, if you are interested in working with Crystal, please feel free to reach out to me. And we will make sure it's a perfect
Absolutely.
Fit for her and for you, because I know that your coaching is just, I talked to so many people that have worked with you, and they are like spinning tops. They are over the moon happy. They are because truly what you do, you were on stage and you were just so radiant. The idea, and I'm just like, because you care when you introduce people. You care so much about who they are, the work that they do, sharing that work with the world, getting it out there. It's just really fascinating to see all of the different facets. And I know that we're going to jump to a break in a couple minutes, but what I would love to talk about when we come back is we have so many people that call into the show. And I've been doing this show now 4 years, 5 years, something like that. And it's incredible to think that we're in 200 countries and all of the people that we touch.
Wow.
And so many women and men believe or have the belief somewhere in their brain and their consciousness and their soul. Somebody had told them once, or they read it in a book, that you cannot have it all or do it all, or you can't be a mom and work, or you can't be a good dad and, the breadwinner or something like that. And when I was looking through your bio and I was talking to some friends of mine in New York, knowing that you were coming onto the show, and they said, well, you should talk about self-reliance and independence. And I said, self-reliance and independence. And they're like, yes, because that's really what she does, because so much of this child raising you have done on your own, and so much of what you do. And do you ask for help? Do you just know how to ask a neighbor, can you watch this child, or can you help me carpool, or are you better at delegating than anyone we've ever met? Or do you actually?
Good question.
Those that are out there that have that belief that you can't do it all. I know that you can do it all because I do it all. You do it all. I have so many friends that have successful relationships, successful families, loving, beautiful, wonderful, glorious, enchanting, blissful, you know, lives and loved ones. And they're uberly successful and busy. And not only are they successful, but they even have more to give to others and humanitarian efforts. And like you're saying, and mentoring. And so I would love to touch on that because I think that there's a secret sauce that people just are not so familiar with. And I thought that that was such an interesting take for my friends to be looking through, you know, your bio and your past and to be talking about that independence and that self-reliance and the way that you have managed to kind of master it all, and that you haven't even just picked one job or one career and said, okay, I've been with this company for 40 years and they know that I'm, you know, going to take off because my child has a cold or a cough or something like that. So it's that you've managed to really fulfill your dreams and listen to your heart sing and follow those pathways of the marching drums and how we all can do that. And so when we come back, I would love to jump into that well and some more with Crystal Bagley when we return here on our glass side on our new home on Times. And so if you are thinking about starting a family, or if you have children, or you're combining children, or if you want to go back to work, or you're trying to figure out, can you take off from work to have a family, or can you really be able to juggle all these balls and keep them in the air, or be able to integrate them into your heart and spirit and soul, and be able to create this integrated life that we call heaven on earth, which when I look at your life, Crystal, that's what I see is just a slice of heaven on earth. And so the window to that, it would just be a special, special gift for this show. So more with Crystal Bagley when we return here on Hourglass Bride. How do you share?
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio, energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber, for Immersion into Source every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on OM Radio.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Why, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back with Crystal Bagley talking about the extraordinary journey of being able to share your unlimited passion and love with your family, with your kids, with your spouse, with your mate, with your colleagues, with your partners, and with the world. So, wow. I love this topic.
Oh, me too. I love it. It's so fun.
I really do. So right before the break, I sort of jumped into a very deep well and yes. I was asking about the, how do you do it all?
Right. And right. So I guess first I want to say, you know, you have a way, Nicole, of making everything just sound so heavenly and beautiful. And that's your gift, is that you see through the eyes of love and beauty and all that. And that's the best way to live. And I honor that in you for sure. But I do want to say that, you know, I have a lot of laundry to do, you know, and lots of food to cook. And it isn't that I always, you know, got my makeup on and have my hair brushed either, you know. So I do want to say for any listeners, any moms out there, please don't be discouraged, because it's really not that everything's perfect. No, not at all. I'm the first one to say sometimes I go to work in my firm in real estate with a stain on my shirt. Everybody just knows now she's got kids. So, okay, your question, though, I think to dive right in, you're very correct to say that, I do a lot of things, not a lot of things, but I actually focus on a few things that I truly believe I am meant to do. And it wasn't always that I felt capable or confident to do that. There was a time in my life where I think I lived more by my excuses rather than my solutions. So if I could say anything right now, it's just that changing over from a life model of finding excuses why I can't do things to having a life model of finding solutions and getting what I want. I think that is what I needed to do in myself, change in myself primarily, to be able to truly live an authentic life. And another thing that I was thinking about when you were asking the question was being honest with myself about who I really am, instead of trying to live my life by other people's opinions of me or what other people expected of me.
That's great, Crystal. I'm sorry for jumping in. I think that's huge.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Please go ahead. Whatever you want to say about that. I sense that you have something to say.
Well, to be able to say find solutions instead of find excuses, that's brilliant. I mean, even if we just put that down on our mirrors, you know, we brush our teeth, you know, find solutions yes. to get what you want instead of the excuses for why you're not. That alone is a yes. life-changing tactic and key and tool to yes. a better life.
Absolutely. And if I only had 20 seconds to answer your question, that would be the biggest. That would be the thing that I would say, is that's the biggest change that I made in my life to be able to get what I want. Because oftentimes as a mother, we do have a lot of really good excuses. And even if I was not a mother, I think I'd have a lot of very good excuses why I couldn't do what I wanted to do. But once I realized that I was the one standing in my own way of getting what I really wanted out of life, I think that's when the magic started happening. And that is when I realized that everything I really need is actually right in front of me at my fingertips. It's just that I had been blind to it. I hadn't been open to seeing the people that were in my life, the people that were in my pathway, or the opportunities that I could actually utilize them and I can actually take that one step. A lot of them are very small steps of just reaching out to talk to somebody. And that's another thing, too, is I think a lot of us don't want to take chances because we're worried about the outer world or what we're going to be perceived as. But I have since trained myself to stop thinking so much about what I am perceived as and think more about what do I perceive myself as? What do I want to do? And focus much more on the goals that I have in my life for myself rather than what I think it's going to come across like to other people. And also in the way I speak to people too, I've changed that. I used to try to think about what would be the best way to say this that's going to make them think that I am whatever, that I'm a good person. But instead, just being very candid and very honest about my feelings, and not try to beat around the bush or say things just to try to please somebody. And it's really, really worked well. And I think if we can all reach out more and kind of come out of that shell and just take a chance at life and take a chance at reaching out, then we will find that the people that are meant to be in our lives and the opportunities that are meant to be there will align with what we truly want because we're being truthful with ourselves and with others.
Great advice. I mean, that really is great advice.
One thing that I started doing in the last 10 years is I always take a little bit of time every day to meditate. Oh, and can I touch a little bit on meditation?
Oh, sure.
So the thing about meditation, like 15 years ago, I really was not interested because my idea of meditation was, you know, someone in an orange robe sitting in a temple, possibly they were a monk. I have really wonderful friends who are monks and who are my mentors, and I really admire and respect them. But because I felt like I could never do or be that, I just sort of shut the idea of meditation out of my life, and that was very juvenile of me, but that's what I did. Whereas I have some really great, more modern mentors who taught me that meditation, in essence, is when you take time to clear your mind and connect with the divine. And so I thought to myself, okay, if that's really the goal of meditation, how can I do that? How do I connect with the divine? And so I actually, had a little session with myself and asked myself truthfully, what is it that makes you feel the freest, the most free and liberated? And I realized that it was music. Music and dancing is when I feel the most free and not shackled down or chained down to anything that's earthly. So I started to discover that when I would play certain kinds of music, I was able to come to a different realm of clear clarity and a clear mind. And that's how I started teaching myself to meditate. And when I work with people, I always ask them, what is it that makes you feel the most free? And some people will say, well, golfing. And other gentlemen will be, well, tennis. Other people will be driving, a long drive in my car. So the way people connect to their divine self is different and unique. And I just want to say that if you haven't taken up meditation, it's a really beautiful thing because all of these things that have come to me or distinctions that have come into my life to help me move forward and take advantage of opportunities have come from meditation. And we don't always have to sit, in a quiet room for an hour to meditate. We can meditate in other ways and train our brains to be open to meditation until we are comfortable sitting in a quiet room and meditating. But the connection may come from doing something that you just really love doing. Yeah, so that's that.
Oh, my gosh. just fantastic. And I love the fact that you're saying you don't have to be alone for an hour and you don't have to, you know, wear a certain color or play certain music. But that question that you asked, I think, is such an important question, that how do I connect with the divine?
Yes,
I can all ask that question, the how do I connect with the divine and listen for the answer and then pursue that on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing.
That's absolutely incredible. And I know that we're going to be jumping to a break in just a second, but I love the fact that you brought in the meditation and that it has changed your life. And I also love that you were saying that the way that you're able to have the success that you have, or the ideas that you have for the creativity or for the coaching or for some of the genius and brilliance in your life, comes from those moments and times in which you're sharing with yourself and with the divine energy and light.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's literally my meditation will start with dancing. And sometimes I'll have my children all in the living room, or maybe friends over, and we'll just dance, and then we'll meditate.
Oh, great. Call me for that, Crystal, because I want to be part of that. I know we're jumping break, but
absolutely. It's so therapeutic.
Dance and connect the divine and meditate with you guys, because I just think that would just be so beautiful and so much fun. And when we return, you know, I would love to continue this conversation of the delegation, and because a lot of people that are listening to the show have children and they just don't know, you know, I have two kids and I can't get the one to soccer practice. How do you possibly have a job and a career? And I love that you're talking about real estate, because that gives us another insight into you and helping people find their dream homes and their dream life and their dream houses. And even if you have little kids, do you want to buy a house near a school or, you know, all of that? And how do you even have real estate when you have children? Is that a different real estate than if you're buying a house with your beloved? So more when we return here in Hourglass Bride with Crystal Bagley and talking about the extraordinary essence and power of love. And how do you connect? It takes time every day.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Hourglass Bride and Bridal Talk Radio talking about everything relationships with the extraordinary Crystal Bagley.
One of my favorite,
beautiful, just absolutely just talented, gifted, magical beings in the world. And it's just so wonderful to have you here with us. It really is.
Oh, thank you.
So we were talking earlier in the show, you were talking about real estate, that you work in real estate as well and coming in with a stand on your shirt, which I absolutely love, and that you have kids. And I love the fact that one of the arms or one of the avenues in your life, even beyond the life coaching and parenting and all of the things that you do, is that you actually found, you know, joy and happiness in real estate as well, because to me, you're helping people encapsulate their dreams. That's what a house is to me. You are giving somebody their happily ever after containment. I saw Paul Reiser at a comedy show recently, and he said that he grew up, you know, in a house full of Jews. And he said, actually, the house was non-denominational, that the Jews lived inside. You know, it was some sort of a joke.
Oh.
And so, but I just love the fact that the house was non-denominational, that the house itself did not have an opinion. It contained, you know, whatever the energy was inside. Mm-hmm. And so I would love to know how you got into that world. And then also how, you know, how do you navigate having seven children and a career and a life? And what do people do if they want to work? And how do you ask for help and all of that?
Okay. So which one do you want to go for? Well, I guess the real estate is simple. So houses are one thing. And yes, helping people find houses is, you know, you're going to be there for your whole life. So that's a beautiful thing to be able to help people with. Now, the thing that I focus on, my firm and my team focuses on, is also great and wonderful and very fulfilling. And what it is helping people place their investments, like their life savings, into a cash flow type of a real estate. So we won't get into too much detail here, because all that, you know, tends to get kind of technical and boring.
We'll bring you on the Passionate Living Show and have you talk about that. We would love that.
Yeah, we could talk about that for sure. And what it is there, you know, everybody has their savings, and putting it in the bank doesn't really grow. So it's helping people define what type of cash flow investment they would like to put it in, that will bring them dividends, that will bring them, it really is just a much better return on investment. So this is something, the thing about me that I realized several years ago is that I really love to learn and fascinated with all aspects of life. And I can't be a master in everything. Unfortunately, I wish I could, but I can't. So, you know, I've focused on the things that I really truly find joy in. And this is something that I found very intriguing and interesting, started studying and aligned with some very amazing masters in the world of real estate and investments, and who have been in the business and who have helped people for years and have their own portfolios. So I've been learning from and working with the gentlemen here at Lee & Associates they've been working here for, you know, 30 years plus, and they're amazing and masters at their game. And so this is where I've chosen to put my business energies towards,
And it's just amazing the kind of people that we get to speak to, their life, what they've been through. A lot of people here in Los Angeles have come from different countries and have brought, you know, their whole families over here, started from nothing, started working at, you know, McDonald's, and then over 10, 20 years have these savings. And then they come to us and say, where can we put this? And yes. Where can you put this where it's going to bring us the best return on our investments? And then you have people who've been here their whole lives who have huge, huge, huge companies, you know, multi-million dollar companies that they want to help to put their investments into real estate. So that's what the real estate's all about.
Wow.
Now, how do you...
Yes. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So how do I juggle it all? So, yes, I love real estate and I love investments and I love learning about business. But I also just love helping people. I'm passionate about helping people make breakthroughs in their lives and really shed the weights and the fears that have been holding them back from getting what they truly want. And then I love my children and want to give them the best of me as a mother. I love the International Design Awards and music and creativity. I love it all. And I want to say that a lot of the creative side that I love to do my whole life, I've been able to channel through my children because all of them are very creative and are in the arts. So I feel like they're sort of the extension of that part of me, and I'm able to support them in creativity, and that fills that need for me. One thing I had to come to terms with and accept in myself is that not feeling bad that I needed so much out of life. I think I spent a lot of time feeling bad about that. And, oh, I should just only focus on being a full-time mother. And that's an argument I had with myself for a long time. But then finally accepting, no, I have been given the opportunity at life and been given these gifts. And it's okay to need to want to do a lot in this life and to pour out and to reach out to others and to give. And once I was okay about that and accepted that, then I was able to find how to do it. And how do I do it? I have so many supportive people in my life. That's how I do it. There are people who, nannies who help me with the children. There are my very good friends who have supported me in career, who have taught me and trained me. I have mentors who I go to, who I spend time with, who we just talk about, you know, metaphysics and science, psychology. And I sit and learn, listen to them, and just learn and learn all there is to know from everybody. And then I apply it to my own life and test it with my own family, with my own life, with my own experiences, and then pour it back out to everybody that comes to me for help. So I don't do it on my own, Nicole.
It's great information for people to know. I know that as we're wrapping up the show, because I think that, you know, people see you, they see me, they see, you know, other mentors or other people who seem to be juggling these big, enormous lives, and they think, wow, they do that all by themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, like the magic trick,
right. Nothing
up your sleeve and no hands. And I think the fact that, you know, you so beautifully share that we have mentors and that we have coaches and we have the most incredible group of friends and family and, and people that, you know, we've carefully picked to be in our lives, as you talk about caretakers for your kids and people that we truly trust with all of who we are and with our goals and with our gingerly with our dreams and with our visions and with our hope. And sometimes they carry us and sometimes we coach them.
Absolutely. And if I could say anything to mothers, primarily, would be that, you know, we all want to be the best that we can be for our children. But sometimes the best that we can be is to take time for ourselves, because then we'll come back to our children refreshed and rejuvenated And it's the same thing for our clients, too. We can't always be pouring out, otherwise we'll become empty. So we do need to take time to refresh and to rejuvenate and to fill ourselves back up. Mm-hmm. And that's really important for moms to realize as well, that it's okay to take that time away. And a lot of us have a hard time accepting that, but it's very important.
That's great advice. And Crystal, I'd love you to come on Passionate Living as well. You know, as you're talking about the investments in your dreams, and it would be for you to be able to continue that conversation. And I am so grateful that you were with us today, and, you know, I look forward to having you back on the show as well. And it's huge.
Absolutely.
Your advice is always just so right on and so clear and truly so instinctual and always so refreshing, because it comes from such a deep place of commitment and love. And I just really appreciate you. So,
I appreciate you too. Thank you for hosting this show. So inspiring.
My absolute pleasure. And so for all of you out there, this is Crystal Bagley and Nicole Brandon. We are wishing you the happily ever after, that all of your wishes and wants and hopes and dreams come true. And I love Crystal's advice. Take time for yourself. Take time.
Thank you so much.
Ask how you connect with the divine. And always remember that the greatest tool in life is sharing your love, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
There's never a limit to it.
Beautiful. And we look forward to seeing you Monday on Passionate Living, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Until then, we wish you a happily ever after life.
Yes.
Find the solutions to get what you want, not the excuses. Connect with the divine. Take time for yourself. And don't.